ثم قست قلوبكم من بعد ذلك فهي كالحجارة أو أشد قسوة وإن من الحجارة لما يتفجر منه الأنهار وإن منها لما يشقق فيخرج منه الماء وإن منها لما يهبط من خشية الله وما الله بغافل عما تعملون.
Translation: Then after that your hearts were hardened and became as stones or even worse in hardness. And indeed, there are stones out of which rivers gush forth. And indeed, there are of them, that is stones, which split asunder, so that water flows from them. And indeed, there are of them, that is stones, which fall down for fear of Allah, and Allah is not unaware of what you do. The next topic is the harshness of the Jews. Allah criticized the children of Israel because they witnessed the tremendous signs and the ayat of Allah, including bringing the dead back to life. Yet, then after that, your hearts were hardened. Meaning, so their hearts were like stones that never become soft. This is why Allah forbade the believers from imitating the Jews when He said, "Has not the time come from the hearts of those who believe in the oneness of Allah, that is Islamic monotheism, to be affected by Allah's reminder, that is this Quran, and that which has been revealed of the truth, lest they become as those who receive the scripture, the Torah, and the Injil, the Gospel, before, that is Jews and Christians, and the term was prolonged for them, and so their hearts were hardened, and many of them were fasiqoon, that is the rebellious, the disobedient to Allah." Chapter 57, verse 16, Al-Quran. In his tafsir, Al-Awfi said that Ibn Abbas said, "When the dead man was struck with a part of the cow, he stood up and became more alive than he ever was. He was asked, 'Who killed you?' He said, 'My nephews killed me.' He then died again. His nephews said, 'After Allah took his life away, by Allah, we did not kill him,' and denied the truth while they knew it. Allah said, 'And became as stones, or even worse, in hardness.' And by the passage of time, the hearts of the children of Israel were unlikely to accept any admonishment, even after the miracles and signs they witnessed. Their hearts became harder than stones, with no hope of ever softening. Sometimes springs and rivers burst out of stones. Some stones split, and water comes out of them, even if there are no springs or rivers around them. Sometimes stones fall down from mountain tops out of their fear of Allah." Muhammad bin Ishaq narrated that Ibn Abbas said that, "And indeed there are stones out of which rivers gush forth. And indeed there are of them stones which split asunder so that water flows from them. And indeed there are of them stones which fall down for fear of Allah." Means, some stones are softer than your hearts. They acknowledge the truth that you are being called to, and Allah is not unaware of what you do. The next topic is solid. Inanimate objects possess a certain degree of awareness. Some claimed that the ayat mentioned the stones being humble as a metaphor. However, Ar-Radi, Al-Qurtubi, and other imams said that there is no need for this explanation because Allah creates this characteristic, that is humbleness, in stones. For instance, Allah said, "Truly, we did offer al-amana, that is the trust, to the heavens and the earth and the mountains, but they declined to bear it and were afraid of it, that is afraid of Allah's torment." Chapter 33, verse 72. Allah said, "The seven heavens and the earth and all that is therein glorify Him." Chapter 17, verse 44. Allah continues to say, "And the stars and the trees both prostrate themselves to Allah." Chapter 55, verse 6. Allah also said, "Have they not observed things that Allah has created? How their shadows incline." Chapter 16, verse 48. And Allah also said, "They both said, we come willingly." Chapter 41, verse 11. And Allah said, "Had we sent down this Quran on a mountain." Chapter 59, verse 21. And they will say to their skins, "Why do you testify against us?" They will say, "Allah has caused us to speak." Chapter 41, verse 21. It is recorded in the Sahih that the Prophet ﷺ said, "This Mount Uhud is a mount that loves us and that we love." Similarly, the compassion of the stump of the palm tree for the Prophet ﷺ, as confirmed in authentic narrations, in Sahih Muslim, it is recorded that the Prophet ﷺ said, "I know a stone in Mecca that used to greet me with the salam before I was sent. I recognize this stone now." He said about the black stone that, "On the day of resurrection, it will testify for those who kiss it." There are several other texts with this meaning. The scholars of the Arabic language disagreed over the meaning of Allah's statement, "and became as stones," or even worse, "in hardness." After agreeing that, or here, is not being used to reflect doubt. Some scholars said that "or" here means "and." So the meaning becomes "as hard as stones and harder." For instance, Allah said, "And obey not a sinner or a disbeliever among them." Chapter 76, verse 24. And "to cut off all excuses or to warn." Chapter 77, verse 6. Some other scholars said that the word "or" here means "rather." Hence the meaning becomes "as hard as stones, rather harder." For instance, Allah said, "A section of them fear men as they fear Allah, or even more." Chapter 4, verse 77. And "we sent him to 100,000 people, or even more." Chapter 37, verse 147. And "was at a distance of two bows' length, or even nearer." Chapter 53, verse 9. Some other scholars said that this ayah means their hearts are only of two types, as hard as a stone or harder than stone. Further, Ibn Jarir commented that this tafsir means that some of their hearts are as hard as stone and some hearts are harder than stone. Ibn Jarir said that he favored this last tafsir, although the others are plausible. I, Ibn Kathir, say that the last tafsir is similar to Allah's statement, "Their likeness is as the likeness of one who kindled a fire." Chapter 2, verse 17. And then his statement, "or like a rainstorm from the sky." Chapter 2, verse 19. It is also similar to Allah's statement, "As for those who disbelieved, their deeds are like a mirage in a desert." Chapter 24, verse 39. And then his statement, "or the state of a disbeliever is like the darkness in a vast deep sea." Chapter 24, verse 40. This then means that some of them are like the first example, and some others are like the second example. Allah knows best.